Hello, my friends, it's Mark, and you're listening to English On Command podcast. Reading books and listening to audiobooks, it's a great way to learn new words, to learn new expressions. And here, I'm reading a book to you. The book is Alice Adventures in Wonderland. And before each chapter, I explain all the words from that chapter. Today, we are continuing the chapter 1. If you want, you can go back and listen to the beginning in the previous podcast. But today, let's move on and start with the words. Word number 1. It's an expression. In the world. Well, that's a great expression, and it's used to emphasize your surprise when asking a question. Why in the world did you call him? You know I don't like him. Alright? Why in the world? I love this phrase. Okay, moving on. Next phrase is dip. D-I-P. It's a verb in our case here. To dip means to sink, to drop down. The pilot dipped the nose of the plane and quickly descended to 6,000 feet. Okay? To drop down. To sink. Okay, next word is a noun. It's a well. W-E-L-L. Well. In our case here, it's a deep vertical hole, usually filled with water. Be careful. Do not fall into the well. Okay? Again, deep vertical hole. Well. Two more words for today. Cupboard. Cupboard, it's a popular word. It means a piece of furniture with doors and shelves used for storing dishes, food, clothes, and so on. The glasses are in the cupboard above the sink. Okay? Again, cupboard. And one more word we have is peg. P-E-G. Peg. Peg, it's a short piece of wood, metal, or plastic used for holding things together. For example, you can hang your coat on the peg on the door. P-E-G, to peg, or as a noun, peg. You can hang your coat on the peg on the door. So you got this peg right on the door, and you can hang your coat right on that peg. Now, repeat all the words after me again. In the world. Why in the world did you call him? I don't like him. Dip. The pilot dipped the nose of the plane and quickly descended to 6,000 feet. Well. Be careful. Do not fall into the well. Cupboard. The glasses are in the cupboard above the sink. Peg. You can hang your coat on the peg on the door. Good, so those are all the words we need for our story today. Down the rabbit hole, part 2. Let's go. In another moment, down went Alice after it, never once considering how in the world she was going to get out again. The rabbit hole went straight on like a tunnel for some way, and then suddenly dipped down. So suddenly that Alice had not a moment to think about stopping herself before she found herself falling down a very, very deep well. Either the well was very deep or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her and to wonder what was going on. What was going to happen next? First, she tried to look down and make out what she was coming to, but it was too dark to see anything. Then she looked at the sides of the wall and noticed that they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves. Here and there she saw maps and pictures hanging upon pegs. She took down a jar from one of the shelves as she passed. It was labeled Orange Marmalade. But to her great disappointment, it was empty. She did not like to drop the jar for fear of killing somebody, so she managed to put it on one of the cupboards as she fell past it. Well, thought Alice to herself, after such a fall as this, I shall think nothing of stumbling downstairs. How brave they'll all think me at home. Why, I wouldn't say anything about it, even if I fell off the top of the house, which was very, very likely true. Alright, that's the first chapter, part 2. Now let's move on to a new set of words. Sort. S-O-R-T. Sort means type, kind. These are two different sorts of fruit. Show off. To show off is a phrasal verb and it means to attract someone's attention by doing something you are really good at. To brag, to boast, to show off. Many bodybuilders like to show off their muscles. Latitude. Latitude means parallel, horizontal line on the globe. Longitude. It's a vertical line on the globe. Grand. G-R-A-N-D. Grand. Grand means really big, large in size, important, wonderful. The Grand Palace is full of paintings and sculptures. Grand. Really big and wonderful. Curtsy. C-U-R-T-S-E-Y. Curtsy. Curtsy, it's a slight bow. It's a formal way of greeting an important person in which a woman shows respect by placing one foot behind the other and bending her knees a little bit. Okay? Female dancers often curtsy at the end of their performance to show gratitude to the audience. To show respect to the audience. Again, repeat after me. Curtsy. Good. And one more word we have before the next chapter is ignorant. I-G-N-O-R-A-N-T. Ignorant. Now what it means. Ignorant is not having knowledge of something. To be stupid. Ignorant. For example, the mouse is ignorant of the danger that he's facing. Someone's trying to catch the mouse, but the mouse doesn't know that. Because the mouse is stupid. The mouse is ignorant. Good. Now, again, repeat all the words after me. Sort. These are two different sorts of fruit. Show off. Many bodybuilders like to show off their muscles. Latitude. The latitude of Tokyo is 35 degrees. Longitude. The longitude of Tokyo is 139 degrees. Again, latitude is a horizontal line and longitude is a vertical line on the globe. Three more. Grand. Big. Wonderful. The Grand Palace is full of paintings and sculptures. Curtsy. Female dancers often curtsy at the end of their performance to show respect to the audience. And ignorant. Stupid. The mouse is ignorant. The mouse is stupid of the danger that she is facing. The mouse is ignorant. She doesn't know that. Or he. Alright. And now, let's move on to the story. Down, down, down. Would the fall never come to an end? I wonder how many miles I've fallen by this time, she said out loud. I must be getting somewhere near the center of the earth. Let me see. That would be 4,000 miles down, I think. For you see, Alice had learned several things of the sort in her lessons in the schoolroom. And though this was not a very good opportunity for showing off her knowledge, as there was no one to listen to her, still, it was a good practice to say it over. Yes, that's about the right distance. But then I wonder what latitude or longitude I've got to. Alice had no idea what latitude was, or longitude either, but thought they were nice, grand words to say. Presently, she began again. I wonder if I shall fall right through the earth. How funny it will seem to come out among the people that walk with their heads downward. The antipathies, I think. She was rather glad there was no one listening this time, as it didn't sound at all right, like the right word. But I shall have to ask them what the name of the country is, you know? Please, ma'am, is this New Zealand or Australia? And she tried to curtsy as she spoke, fancy cursing as you are falling from the air. Do you think you could manage it? And what an ignorant little girl she'll think me for asking. No, it'll never do to task. Perhaps I shall see it written up somewhere. All right, guys, that's enough. That's it for today. I hope you noticed all the words we've just learned. Again, all these words are in description. You practice them. You try to make a sentence with this word, or better yet, try to connect them together and make a story. And you can send me that to my Instagram. I'll check your story. All right, I'll see you next time, probably tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. Bye.